A recent surge of COVID-19 cases in the Northwestern Health Unit continued Friday, as the agency reported 24 new cases, bringing the active case count to 81. The growing number of cases have impacted 4 schools across the region, prompting the health unit on Friday to recommend a pause on indoor extracurricular activities in the particularly hard-hit Fort Frances area, where 2 schools were closed and another reported a positive case. The cases reported Friday included 12 in the Kenora area, 6 in Sioux Lookout, 3 in Rainy River, 2 in Dryden, and 1 in Emo. The number of active cases in the NWHU grew from 25 on Wednesday to 81 on Friday. By region, there were 32 active cases in Kenora, 25 in Fort Frances, 11 in Sioux Lookout, 5 in Rainy River, 4 in Dryden, 3 in Emo, and 1 in Red Lake. There were no active cases reported in the Atikokan area. 5 NWHU residents were in hospital with the virus as of Friday morning, an increase of 2 from the previous day and up from 1 earlier in the week. 3 of the 4 schools impacted by COVID-19 cases were in the Fort Frances area, with outbreaks reported at 2. St. Mary's School in Fort Frances was closed on the advice of the NWHU on Thursday and Friday, with the Northwest Catholic District School Board reporting positive cases involving 4 students and 1 teacher. Several classrooms were exposed to COVID-19, the NWHU reported, directing parents and guardians to ensure all students isolate until at least December 23, with the exception of those 12 and older who are fully vaccinated. The Rainy River District School Board also reported multiple cases at J.W. Walker Elementary School in Fort Frances, closing the school on Friday. The NWHU issued similar instructions that students there must isolate until December 20, except those 12 and up who are fully vaccinated. A positive case was also detected at Fort Frances High School, where the Rainy River District School Board said those impacted would be contacted. At the New Prospect Elementary School in Dryden, 2 classes were closed due to COVID-19 exposure on Friday. Staff and students not contacted directly are not considered at additional risk and can continue attending, the Keewatin Patricia District School Board advised. Those with questions can contact the NWHU at 1-866-468-2240. The growing number of school cases led the health unit to recommend the immediate suspension of extracurricular activities Friday for students aged 4 to 11. Though it will have little impact immediately, with schools poised to break for the holidays, the NWHU said the recommendation would remain in place until it determined risk had subsided. I recognize that extracurricular activities have a positive impact on our children's mental and physical well-being. However, at this time, I believe the risk of COVID-19 outweighs the benefits of participation, said NWHU Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kit Young-hoon in a statement. The recommendation will be rescinded as soon as it is believed that the elevated risk has ended.